Kaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Hey, we're about to find out what a big-time television actor, super comedian, will be handed out for Halloween Sunday night. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Oh, you met
it's
me?
Adam.
There you go.
Adam!
Not even a hello, just what do you have for us?
Basically.
That's how we do it here.
That's great. Actually, you know what? Let's give away Halloween tickets. You want to come see me? I'm at Comic Road, that's Mohegan Sun.
Nice. Tonight and tomorrow.
I've got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. We'll give away tickets to the late show tonight. How's
smooth.
That?
Okay.
All right. You have to wear a costume.
All right. So there you go. Phil, you heard it.
I fell for that before.
Yeah.
I have to wear a costume. You show up and nobody else is dressed.
What do we want to do for these tickets? Should someone call up and know something about one of the shows you've been on?
We could do that. Or you could have or I could just give them to you and come see me. But if you want to do
okay.
That, how about this? Let me know. Tell me what your first car was. We'll do the Top Gear stuff.
Oh, first car.
How's
okay.
That? Tech, and we'll vote on the first call.
All right, cool.
That's
right.
Top Gear show.
That
you
was
know,
fun.
I
that was awesome.
Because of the Alec Baldwin story, and then I saw you were coming in.
Right.
I'm like, what were the safety protocols on that show?
There was no safety protocols.
Oh, yeah, no. They had Rutledge Wood on it.
There was no
no protocols.
I jumped the first road trip, I jumped the 76 Coupe de Ville about 40 feet in the air. There was no harness, no roll
bar. There's no airbag. No.
Tanner Faust took the shoulder strap seatbelt, put it under the headrest, tightened it around me, and said, you'll be fine.
Exactly. That was it. You'll be fine.
That was it.
Right. Oh, yeah, that tenement on wheels, that convertible that you rolled over. Yeah.
It was a 72 Buick Centurion convertible. And the gag was, the show was we were building our own RVs. So my theory was I'm going to take a little bit of home with me.
Yeah.
So I put a little piece of New York on the top. And I put the Flatiron building on there.
Yeah.
It looked like a giant piece of cheese.
It did.
And it was 13 feet to the top of the building.
So top heavy.
Yeah. 13 feet. Not only 13 feet. The clearance on the, I think we shot in North Carolina. The clearance on the bridges, 13 feet, 6 inches.
Nice.
So.
You just made it under?
Just made it.
Yep. Yeah, no drive through for you late night.
No. But yeah, that was a fun show. I had Chip Foos on my podcast. He was the guy that, car designer.
Yeah.
So. For season one comes out, and I reviewed the SLS AMG, and I said on the air, I said, you know, they got to the C pillar of this car, which is the last pillar right by before you the trunk, and I said, it looks like the designers went, all right, boys, that's lunch. And they came back, right. And they just put like a Chrysler Crossfire on the back of it.
Exactly.
And I took a bunch of crap online.
Of course.
Chip Foose, a legendary car designer, shows up and goes, I said, am I crazy? He goes, no, here's what the car needs. And he put in an opera window, and he dropped the chin down, he fixed the proportions.
Oh, wow.
And he drew it right in my trailer. He's sitting there drawing it a piece of paper. I have
quick.
It in my office.
That's
oh, wow.
Genius.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so I felt better about myself after that. And and he did the podcast, and I told that story. That's the other thing. You know what I had on?
So there was no safety supervisor on this set.
No. There was Tanner Faust, who was just the race car driver and the stunt driver. He would say, do this, like, don't do this.
Tanner speeds on the snow.
Yeah. Well, we would drive home. Like, we were always daylight dependent, so our last shot was always at sunset.
Yeah.
And then we usually flew out that night because we all had other jobs at that point. You know, Rutt was doing NASCAR. I was doing Top Gear and Nurse Jackie at the same time. And Tanner had a race somewhere. So we're always hauling ass to an airport.
Was there an insurance problem with you doing Top Gear and Nurse Jackie? Was anyone worried that you might get hurt?
No, there was no insurance problem. But I did have to sign an ass clause for Showtime.
An ass?
Yeah, that my wife is still laughing at because I had to sign a clause that if they choose, they can show my ass. And I went, all right.
In Nurse Jackie or right. Top Gear?
No. Nurse
Jackie. Top Gear would be kind of weird.
So there was an ass clause, but no insurance. They didn't care.
So... You had to sign an ass clause.
An ass clause,
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I didn't need it.
Or to Santa. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My wife is still laughing at me.
Did you ever have to show your ass?
Thank God, no.
Oh, wow. But if they ever wrote that in.
Listen, we got a contract.
It seems like that would be you
let's
like,
see
waking
your
up
ass.
In the morning, walking to the bathroom
something
or something
like that.
After.
Yeah. Some kind of Dennis Franz.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, something. Yeah.
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 Right.
Oh, wow.
Who needs that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you? What do you think of your ass? Do you like your ass?
It doesn't bother me. I don't bother it.
Right. It's behind me. I have no idea.
We haven't really talked in a while. It hasn't bothered me, and God bless you.
It does what it's supposed to do.
Mine talks me on occasion.
I'm having it checked out next month. It's thanking me. I'm bringing it in.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You got to go in for the scope.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the scope. The, not the
colonoscopy.
The film crew, yes.
No, the finger.
The film crew.
No, I'm going in for the...
I want Spielberg.
You're going for the, yeah.
Would you like to see pictures? No, is it working? Fine.
Exactly,
anything,
right.
Is there anything in there that shouldn't be? No, right. I'm not seeing this in 3 years.
It's like selfies and ASFI.
Wait, yeah. You went 3 years, so they found something?
No.
I was supposed to 3 years? Five, no?
Five, whatever it was. Yeah. How many years?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I went, the first time I went, I tried it with no... None of that funny gas stuff or whatever.
Oh, the propofol is awesome,
Jackson,
man.
The Michael Jackson.
Oh,
juice.
The best sleep ever.
I did it without it.
What did you want to experience that you didn't want to be out?
Propofol?
What the hell did you think was going to happen?
Right? Can't trust them at all.
I didn't want to be groggy the rest of the day.
Okay.
Oh, you're not.
Friday morning. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to lose Friday, so let me just suck it up.
Literally.
Nah. Yeah. It was brutal. The second time I was, so they found a couple of little things. They weren't cancerous,
but yeah, little nodes.
So they wanted me to come back in 3 years instead of five.
A couple speed bumps, yeah.
And then, the second time I was, load me up.
Okay, if I'm the doctor and he walks in, he goes, "I want it, but no anesthesia." I don't want him back at all.
Yeah, really? Yeah, no. Yeah, no, get out.
Yeah. Right. Come back in 15 years. Yeah. I'll be retired.
I'm going to put you out regardless.
Yeah. It's not anesthesia. It's a rag. Just smell it.
Exactly right. I'm going to leave the car running in this room over here.
I want to be out. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I learned the hard way.
I want to wake up with a thank you card.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I'm getting out. I'm getting it's that propofol that
that sounds great.
Good night,
the best sleep ever,
night,
man.
Everybody.
Oh, so refreshed. It's awesome. Michael Jackson was onto it, man.
I got recognized being wheeled down the hall.
Nice.
That's awkward.
Yeah. Seriously.
I'm laying there with a stupid shower cap on my head.
Is your ass up in the air? Like you're
no,
wheelchair.
No, I was on a gurney. They were just wheeling me in there. And I'm laying on my back and they're walking me down the hall and then some guy comes over and goes, "Love the show." Boom.
Wait, what show are you talking about?
Okay. He goes, "Rescue Me." He's like, "I love Rescue Me." Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about this later?
You should say, wait, he's in my next show. Yeah. Yeah.
We're filming right now, and I want the anesthesia Chaz isn't taking. Can I have that?
I heard Spielberg's coming.
Adam Ferrara's in. So when are you getting this done?
Next month.
Nice.
Okay, you have to plan your comedy schedule.
I'm going to SEMA after this.
Oh, cool. You're going to SEMA? Oh, that's right. It's coming up.
I go to SEMA Sunday. I fly to Vegas.
Explain to the rest of us what that
is. Yeah, I don't know.
Specialty Equipment Marketing Association. It's the big car convention in Vegas.
It is.
So it's all the aftermarket stuff.
And right. Plus,
shooting a bunch of stuff.
Pennsylvania has one, don't they?
What?
They have Carlisle and stuff like that.
Carlisle.
This is totally different. This is like all the people, all the industry people. And you also got folks who like make these special builds, like special cars for
Adam's
SEMA.
Ass more.
You want to talk about my ass?
He has an ass clause. He's getting his ass checked by a camera.
Right.
Yeah. You're a friend to your ass, baby. It'll be take care of your ass. It'll take care of
you. No, it's important. It really is. That's a public service announcement.
Yeah, plus, I have lousy health care, so I get it through the Actors Union.
Nice.
I can get off heroin. I can't get my teeth cleaned.
Great.
I had that conversation. I said, "I need to see a dentist. We don't cover it. We got methadone. You want methadone?"
All right, I'll take a pair of one. Thank you.
Take the methadone. Let the guy look in your ass.
Right. Hey, when you go to get your ass checked, they might not... it's not part of your insurance.
It's a wellness visit.
So you go on heroin, you chew your teeth down to nothing, get your teeth taken care of.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just work the system.
That's what you can do.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So... yeah, so I got that, and I got SEMA next month, and
nice.
I got you know who I had on my podcast. I just spoke to Steve Vai, the guitarist.
Brooke Shields.
Nice.
I had Brooke Shields on,
right?
And I have Glyn Johns, the guy that produced Let It Be, because the Peter Jackson movie's coming out.
Oh wow,
Let It Be. So I had Glyn Johns who produced.
And you're a Beatles fan.
Let It Be. Yeah.
I mean, who isn't?
I mean, just I'm nuts about it. He also produced The Who, The Rolling Stones. We talked about Pete Townsend. We talked about
he produced
Who's Next. He produced Slow Hand by Eric Clapton. Who's next? What, they're peeing on the obelisk?
Yeah, that's
Get Fooled
that
Again.
That is like the
it's rock and roll history.
It is
that album.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt, The Kinks, The Eagles. He produced the Eagles' first two albums, and I'm talking to him.
So that album, that Who album, has the best rock and roll scream ever recorded.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, and I won't get fooled again.
And it was done by accident. he zipped himself back up again.
He got a colonoscopy with no meds.
Yeah, so I spoke to him and Ethan Russell, the photographer, who shot the Let It Be album cover and All those pictures of John and Yoko in the Who album cover. We shot that one.
Nice.
Holy crap.
Yeah, Quadrophenia.
Damn. Did you get any good information out of him?
Apparently, he didn't like the Kinks too much. He's like, Ray Davies, next question.
Right. Okay.
Oh, really?
Actually, nobody does.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Didn't we
have an experience like that with one of the Davies brothers? We were talking about fighting, and he was like,
he's Mr. Memory, so.
They were nice to us. I think we've spoken with each of them separately. They were fine to us. The guys that we had issue with were the Crosby, Stills, Nash guys.
Which one?
I think Graham Nash was real rude.
Yeah, he was rude, and David Woodstock. Crosby wasn't a pleasure either.
Graham Nash, I asked.
I think David Crosby took the anesthesia.
I think so.
I think that's why.
Yeah, for a long period of time.
Probably, right.
Yep.
I've been watching your... clips on Instagram of your
podcast. Facebook Lives and whatnot.
And you're on the stoop there interviewing people. I love it.
That's I always write, Hi Adam, always misses it. He'll read the one before me and the one after me, and I'm like, I was right there.
I always get yelled at. Like, you don't see, like, people came to the show last night. He goes, thank you for recognizing me. Okay.
I'm going to write colonoscopy on the next one.
See, here's the thing. My wife, I have the ADD. Did you notice?
No.
Oh, yeah. I had ADD way before it was cool.
Oh, right.
I was an early adopter.
You're the original ADD.
Yeah.
The OG ADD.
And they give you speed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what you get.
That's good.
Yeah.
Gas on a fire.
I took it, like, because I'm like, it's not like I think I have it. Halfway through the test, I'm like, I couldn't focus. Like, yeah, I think you got it.
Right.
So
hello.
They gave me Adderall, and I took it, and I was like, I know what this is. And I went back to the doctor. I go, what is this? He goes, it's salt-based amphetamine. I go, it's speed. He goes, yeah. I said, for $120, I can go to Port Authority, get a bag of whites.
right.
For $30.
It's Christmas trees. You got those in front of the mall.
The white pills with the crosses on.
Exactly,
You're up for 2 days.
Yep.
So how did that help you?
It helped me, but I threw it away. I go, this is speed. I'm not taking this.
Oh,
I know
really?
What this
he
does.
He threw it quickly, though, too.
Yeah.
So did it go away? Do you still
no,
have
I
it?
No, I still got it.
Yeah. But you see.
Next question.
I'm just not taking the anesthesia. I got it. Caffeine actually helps because I wake up
that's
terrified.
Kind of like speed.
The sleeping isn't good for me. Like I don't wake up refreshed to greet the new day.
Yeah,
I could tell.
Yeah,
when
same.
I walked out and saw you in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to seeing you on your podcast where you're like all bright and chipper.
Yeah,
it's been up for like many hours.
And he's sitting in the chair with this mug on and he starts getting up. He's like, how you doing?
How are you, baby?
Oh, he's not a morning person.
No, I'm still getting the oil's still in the crankcase.
Yeah. It hasn't warmed up yet.
I got to get up into
the
head. So but the caffeine actually helps. I don't know why, but caffeine, in the cranks up whatever I need to crank up.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, I'm cranked already. So.
I always wake up feeling like it. I have that Sunday night feeling like my homework's not done. I'm still in bed, and the school bus is honking to get me.
I hate Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Like the fun's over.
I hate Sunday night when the game ends. I'm like, now I'm alone.
Oh.
Now I'm alone. There's no more football.
Did you watch the game last night?
Watched. I lost.
Mm.
Oh.
I watched and screamed.
That's why you didn't seem happy when I saw you.
No. 6.5. Yeah.
What happened last night? I wasn't paying attention.
Arizona. There are no undefeated teams left.
That's it. Green Bay won. I took Arizona.
Green Bay. Yeah. Freaking hate Aaron Rodgers.
What?
I don't know. There's just something about it. He's got one of those faces you want to punch.
And you're a Vikings fan.
Yes, that too.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
It's they're not playing the face, Cowboys Sunday the night, right?
Right. Yeah.
What's the spread?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to go to commercial and find out the spread.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Adam Ferrara is in studio. He's at Comics at Roadhouse tonight, tomorrow night. Two shows each night. We're linked up on the radio station website. We're giving away tickets to the late night show.
Yes.
Who's been on hold forever? Oh, John. John in Bloomfield.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, John?
Hey, not bad. Just working. I work for Coca-Cola. Just driving, tracking the trailer. Just listening to you guys.
Trail,
you guys are great.
Yep. God bless you, John. Are you shifting?
Oh yeah, shifting all the time.
60. Okay, so we do Top Gear, right? They put us in big rigs. There's 16 forward gears.
Yeah, 16.
And those clutches are not fun either.
Is that one shift or two? Shift.
No, this is eight. Then you hit the little thing on the handle. It goes to the next eight.
Yep.
And what I've John, you guys don't. You just use the clutch in first gear, and then you just rev matching the whole time, right?
Oh yeah, it's 10 gears.
I was. I had 16 gears. I didn't hit one of them. I had to pull over and go back to first and start all over again.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Really?
Oh yeah, I was a mess.
Not easy.
No, not easy at all.
Not easy, you know.
Oh, and then are you not delivering to supermarkets with a tractor trailer?
You're not I do. Right now, I'm at a couple of farms. I'm in Stafford Springs, but I mean, I do everything. You know,
You're trying to get this thing into a Cumberland Farms parking lot with cars, like trying to get gas.
Everyone's drinking coffee because I just wrecked the truck.
Especially when you're trying to back up and you got someone trying to go behind you. You know, right. That's not too good.
There's always some idiot.
Yeah. No one stops. No one lets you come through.
I can't even back to my goddamn driver to pick up.
My brother drove cement mixer. He'd have a full load, and he'd be driving, and a car would cut in front of him and then brake, and he'd be looking down it through the back window and be staring at a baby's face.
Yeah.
Like, are you friggin' kidding
me? Yeah, your mama's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or daddy, either or.
All right, brother. Hey, you're going to Adam's show tonight.
John, what was your first car?
I appreciate that.
What was your first
first car?
It's a 1978 Oldsmobile Cutlass with a V8 260 in it.
There you
gold.
Go.
That's great.
So I'm sorry to hear your uncle died and left you the car.
Yeah, right. Grandpa's car. Right. We took his license away. Yeah. Thanks, Grandpa.
Maybe John can use it.
Right. Yeah, the interior has like that couch look. Yeah.
I love this.
All right, man. Come to the Late Show. Thanks for calling in, John.
All right, we'll got your
tonight.
Info. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate it.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on.
Dup.
How are you, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Just settle down, Chuck. You're talking too much. We got let us get in. Where are you right now? You want tickets for this? Adam Ferrara tonight?
Sure.
All right. Very good. Adam wants to know what your first car was.
76 Camaro.
Nice.
Okay.
Wow. Hmm. So you got laid.
Is that a good year? 76?
Just Camaro works.
Yeah, it was before. Yeah.
Yes,
it wasn't that good.
I like the 68s.
Yeah,
right.
'Cause they were big. 69, they got a little small, but 69 Camaro is still fun.
Yeah.
And the second gen, the 70 with the round taillights.
Yeah, the F-bodies.
Those are nice, but 76. Yep. All right, John, we're going to give you tickets, and thank you for taking the vow of silence. You're a man on a path.
Seriously. I bet you still has the Camaro.
I'll see you tonight, my friend.
All right, hold on.
Good old Chuck John.
Most folks who have a Camaro hold on to those for life.
Yeah.
I know a guy who bought a 67 SS and still has it. He bought it brand new.
It's Jennifer's favorite year.
Yeah, 67. Bought it brand new. Brings to shows all the time.
Yeah, there was a guy, the third gen, when they went to the square lights and the more sleeker ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the headrests come off.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know that is Joey Maldari had one, and we used to drive down to Atlantic City, and we weren't buying a room, but still you get tired at a crap table.
Yeah.
So we'd go to the car, put the car back, take the headrest off, spin it around, and now you got a pillow.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. Yep. Recline the seat.
Perfect.
You sleep.
That's it.
Yep. Slept in the car many times.
Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
How are you, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah.
My first car was a 72 SS Nova.
Nice.
Ooh. Where'd you get the money for that?
Actually, we bought it from a lady down the road. It was her son's, and it was just sitting in the backyard forever.
Oh, okay.
What, did he go to the military?
A project car?
What happened to the son?
Yeah. I think he passed away in a car accident. With
No. That's the last year before the big bumpers.
Where's 72? The 5 mile an hour bumpers?
Yeah, the 73 is big bumpers. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. All right.
Yeah, it's been 2 years in the garage getting restored.
Nice.
Good for you.
You still have it?
No, I got rid of it when I was 20.
Damn it.
All right. Well, guess what you get?
Exactly.
Because of that story, you're going to get two tickets to the Late Show. We'll come see you.
Oh, awesome.
Come see me
after
the show, my friend.
Yeah.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, brother. Be well.
You must have pictures at least.
I like the box Novas.
Oh my God, so do I.
Yeah, those little box Novas.
Oh, like a 63 or 64?
Yeah.
Put a nice fat V8 in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really cool. I've been seeing lately a lot of folks making them to gassers with the straight axle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that looks so sick with the velocity stacks.
You know what I want to drive? I want to drive the Pope Mobile
like
with the Pope
going through
in it.
Oh, the Pope with the Pope in it.
Yeah,
right.
I have many questions.
In the glass box?
Right. Yeah, many
so
questions.
So he's in the... He's in the glass box.
And I'm driving.
Right. Are you like hitting corners hard? See how he does?
Depends on his answers.
Right. Ah. He's like, Jesus Christ, slow down.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't like that answer. Boom, yeah. Right. You know what you do? Put money in there, like the money machine.
Yeah. Like you can make your rent, Papa.
Right.
So I went to the Peterson Museum, the Automotive Museum.
I always wanted to go there.
It's great. They took me downstairs and they showed me all the stuff.
Oh,
so the Pope goes to Mexico. I don't think it was this Pope or the other Pope. When he
was
went to
joke?
Mexico. No, he went to Mexico.
It does
and they
good.
Made a Pope car from, it was an old DTS caddy.
Oh, really?
That they cut. It looked like a caddy El Camino.
Right.
And they just put a fishing chair in there with no glass around it.
Seriously?
Yeah. And the Pope went in and blessed it.
Right.
And the Swiss guard leans over and goes, you're not riding this piece of crap, Bob.
Right.
You're not, no.
Yeah. Well, the Pope's too nice.
Yeah. So I asked, I said, can I sit in the seat and take a picture? And the guy went, you can, but the last couple of guys that did that got really, really sick. I went, moving on.
Exactly right.
I don't need a curse put on me.
Yeah, I don't need a death chair. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no.
So
we don't have any more tickets to give away, right, for Adam's show?
We got people. If there's people there, we'll give another away. No, I don't want to leave people hanging.
All right, so we gave three away so far, right?
Yeah. All right, one more.
We said two. Three. One more.
Right. One more. People call in. I don't want to leave them hanging.
Last pick.
Adam Ferrer is on. He's at Comics at Roadhouse tonight, tomorrow night. We're linked up on the radio station website. Hey, Paul in Brantford.
Nope.
Hey.
Hello.
Paul? Oh, did I pick up Craig? Sorry, Paul. Oh, Paul thought he was going to get tickets. Son of a...
It's Craig Paul.
Hold on, Craig. I'll be right back.
Looks like we're giving away another pick.
Oh, are we?
Well, we have to now. You can't tell a guy you're going to have tickets taken away.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You can't be a flat lever.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, how are you?
All right, you're on.
Yeah, my car was first car was a 72 boat sail Riviera that I got from my grandparents.
Pippin. Oh.
Dude.
Stone Cold Pippin,
nice.
Boat tail riv.
Yeah, I messed it up. I sold it, and I just replaced it 5 years ago with another one.
Nice.
Oh, good for you.
Right,
it's funny the emotional attachment you get to your first car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I still want another 66 Ford Fairlane 500 two-door hardtop.
Yeah?
Yep. That was the car I bought off my high school. They were going to dissect it at auto shop, mm-hmm. and I saw it out there. I'm like, I knew what the car's fate was going to be. I was supposed to buy my high school ring. And I go to the guy, you want to sell that Ford outside? He goes, how much you want to pay for it? I had $100 for my high school ring on me. I go, I've got, he goes, sold. He ripped it out of my hands. Asked me where I lived. He drove the car to my house.
Took your high school ring?
Yeah. No, the money I was going to use for it. Yeah, I didn't want a ring anyway. Screw it.
Good for you.
I got a Ford.
The one I have for sale is for sale now if anybody's interested in it.
Oh, yeah?
How much?
$26,500. It's all original. 70,000 miles.
Will you take a high school ring?
Two tickets to Adam's show and a high school
a
ring.
High school
see,
ring.
That's worth them right there.
All right, thanks, brother. Come come up and say hello after the show, all right? We'll see you tonight.
Hold on.
I like the clamshell headlights.
Oh, yeah.
The 60s. So
oh, my God, yeah.
65?
My uncle had those, yep. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in chemistry class right now. I know some of what's being said.
You know the old Rivieras they had? Like, because of the headlights and they had the clamshells?
Yeah, the Patrick Swayze Roadhouse movie.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Minus the thing thrown through the window.
Yeah, the
slash
stop
tires.
Sign.
Yes.
Right. Craig, East Lyme.
Hey, you guys.
Yo.
How you doing?
Good, I'm doing good.
Good.
Glad I got in.
Yeah. All right.
So my first car was a 75 Mustang 2 Ghia with a factory 302 with 289 heads on.
Oh, you had the oh, nice. Okay.
A Mustang 2. You can polish your rock all day, brother.
Yep.
Oh, I did. I did.
Yeah. The Cobra 2 wasn't too terrible, though, but you had to beef it up.
Okay, Farrah Fawcett drove one on Charlie's Angels.
Right, but the King Cobra was nice. The black with the gold, that was a good one.
Yeah, but the front ends were all... Yeah.
It was ugly. It was ugly.
It wasn't a good... No, you know, not yours.
Right, no, yours is beautiful.
Yours is beautiful.
The one next to it.
They lost their way. It should be called the Mustang number two.
The one that had the...
Because it was a piece of crap.
No, the one that had the Landau top was disgusting. That was an ugly car. But the fastback, the hatchback, wasn't too terrible.
Mm.
And the thing, they're actually being, a lot of people have like throwing like newer 302s and making them pretty decent street machines.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm.
This car was pretty fast.
I'm not selling him at all.
Yeah, no, I came back during the... Oh, a Fox body. That's nice.
Yeah, Fox bodies are awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you tonight. And did you sell the car? Please say yes.
No, I still have it.
Wow. You do?
Really?
Bring me a picture of that car.
I will bring you a picture of it.
I want to see
what
a picture
color
of
is
car.
It?
Yeah, is it white with stripes? And do you have a blonde wig? And do you work with two other angels and talk to a guy? You
and
don't
he poses in a red bathing
phone?
Suit. Yes, one piece like this.
It's primer black right now.
Okay, right. So in the process. Oh.
So you haven't, you still haven't collected the money since high school. It's been that way for how long? You got Krager rims on it.
Paper route only pays so much.
Yeah. That was that
see, exactly
in
exactly
high school,
right.
Everything was primer, and they always had like Kregers on the back,
yep.
And then just hubcaps on the front because nobody could afford all
that
the
that was
rings.
My car. Yeah, yeah. You described it right.
How? What are you going to
put about
in
the
it?
Traction bars?
Oh yeah, traction action,
sway
yeah.
bars,
and hijackers.
Yeah.
All right, Craig, you're
and
there.
And they always had a hooker header sticker
yeah.
on the back, and they just had manifolds.
Dan manifolds. Yep, exactly. And flex poop.
I got the sticker first.
Yep.
I don't think I could find my first car now. 1972 Ford Country Squire station wagon.
What was under the hood in that thing?
You can find
351 Windsor.
Nice. That was a strong motor.
Ah, the Windsor.
Yep. I wanted the Cleveland.
Yeah. The Cleveland. Well,
at least it wasn't the M motor.
Yours was imported.
Yes.
Yeah.
Windsor, like the knot.
I had my first car was a 70. Well, the first car that was given to me.
Right.
1970 Cadillac my mother had, the Coupe de Ville, right? That Army tank green. So we're driving home.
Is that the one with the big trunk?
Yeah.
They're all big trunks.
That's true.
They're made to fit bodies.
Yeah. So my mother flicks a cigarette out the window, or so we thought.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We wake up in the morning and there's black smoke because the cigarette went into the back seat.
Like lifting a pope.
The original tinted
like,
windows.
Oh, Papa, we have a new pope. Right?
So black
smoke
white.
Just coming out of it. So me and my father go out. It's smoldering. We put the thing out. We ripped the seats. It smelled. It was all acrid smelling. But we realized when we took the seats out, we can get lengths of half inch copper pipe from the trunk. Through the body,
yeah.
And just lay in between a dashboard, and we could run pipe back and forth to jobs.
It so became a piping
the
truck,
delivery truck. It became a delivery truck for the plumbing jobs we were doing. And I took my road test in that car. It stunk. And my father told me, he's like, "All right, listen, when you're taking your test, don't slam on the brakes because the acetylene torch is going to hit you in the back of the head.
Right.
They'll probably fail you for that."
You know what sucks is that anybody you're doing a job for is like, "Oh, how much is the bill going to be? They're arriving in a Cadillac.
They're coming in a Cadillac."
I did find a 1972 Ford LTD Country Squire station wagon.
Really?
How
for
much?
Sale $6,700.
Nice. That's not bad.
Oh, wait. That was in 2019.
Oh.
All right.
You got the wood sides and everything?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had all that. I paid $150 for mine. I had a.
Geez, you could have got a ring and a half for that money.
I had a cardboard sign in the back. Broke down, be back in 10 minutes.
Right. Or car in
tow. Just broke down everywhere.
Yep. Mm.
Yep.
That's when you know your car's crap, is when someone has to borrow your car and you got to tell them all the wacky stuff that's going to happen to them.
Right. Yep.
They look, if you're stepping on the brakes, pretty much you're making a left turn. So just prepare.
Yeah, hold the wheel tight. Yeah.
My problem was with my cars that I always like put like, you know, mag wheels on. I mean, it looked really, really great, but they ran like crap. And my dad's running joke was it was a nice looking car on the side of the road. I was on the side of this constant highway so many times walking. Yep.
Did you break down again?
Yep. Dad, they before cell phones, you had to go find a pay phone.
Oh, right. You had to have dimes.
Oh, I had plenty of change in my in my ashtray.
Yeah.
That was my breakdown money, payphone money.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd have to sometimes jump the solenoid.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You take the screwdriver.
Yep. You smack it.
Ding,
I'd have to hit it with
positive
a broom.
Yeah.
You got to smack that.
Yeah, I had a starter.
I had a safety neutral switch on a van. My father, one of the plumbing trucks, when the van, this was after the Caddy went away. So we had a van. It was a.
Oh, you actually upgraded to a truck.
Yeah, the safety neutral switch. You had to jiggle it. So I was the only one that could really drive the thing. So I did all the deliveries because I knew how to do that.
The safety neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. The safety switch. Yep.
The safety switch. But you had to jiggle like, the column to get it.
Because
sometimes that would happen. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
And then you play with it, the quadrant, all of a sudden it's like, oh, now it works.
Yeah, now it works. Yeah. And then you had to turn it off in neutral so it didn't diesel because the engine would run off.
Glock of the glock of the glock. Bad gas, right? Yeah. Oh,
sounds
God.
Like a weird marching
band. Do you remember a club called La Bazaar in Smithtown? Right on the main drag.
I don't.
Oh, I had a 74 Ranchero. We go and hang out one night, right? I come back out. And I go to start my car. Nothing's happening, right? So we're sitting there looking around and everything. Someone stole my starter.
They took your starter?
They actually took the starter. The car was parked in front of the club. So somebody actually got underneath the car and stole the starter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
I ended up sleeping there in my car all night. Because there's an auto parts store right down the street. Buy a starter. Yep.
See, I would have been out there 5 hours trying to do that. That yeah. guy knew what he was doing. He went through a lot of starters.
Yep, two bolts, and then you got the one for the for the electric. That's it.
Yeah. And bing, we bang, know. Boom. Well, we know he has a Ford.
Yep.
Right.
So yeah. I have my share of Fords.
Yeah. So my first car was a station wagon. My second car was a 1966 Mustang convertible.
Wow, you upgraded big time.
No, it did
yeah.
well.
Yeah, you went from grandpa's car to, hey, how you doing?
I got grandpa's. I was on the dead relatives inheritance program.
Nice.
So I had, the Caddy never really worked, right? So my grandfather passes away, and he just bought an 81 Dodge Aries K.
Oh, my God, the Aries K, the K car.
Yeah, crap wow. with a K.
Yeah.
That is like an accountant's car.
And now they're worth money.
But it was white with red velour interior.
Oh, you got the deluxe version.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, like a big Tylenol.
It was an SCF. Yeah. It was like driving a Tylenol. But I drove it to school. And I could park in the teacher's parking lot because who the hell's
going to... It looked like them, yeah.
No one would question
who
it.
Who would question it?
Right. Yeah,
it
was a piece There's of no student would ever drive this
Front-wheel drive
school.
Piece of crap.
Yeah.
Front-wheel drive. Mm-hmm. That's the best around here.
Well, that's what we would take the front wheel drive cars, and then we would take the trays from the lunchroom and put them under the back wheels and just slide around parking lot.
Yeah. The original drifting.
Because I didn't want to rip, you know, my tires. Yeah. You know, that doesn't have enough power. It's front wheel drive. So we put it on back, and that made the back wheel slide. And it would,
right.
That's awesome.
Donuts, yep.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
And, just, and you would see at the end of it, there'd be lunch trays with just holes in them.
Because you burn right through the fiberglass.
Burn right through them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I would put cinder blocks in the trunk of the Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for extra traction, yeah.
In the winter.
In a bucket of sand.
Yep.
That's Jeez. How I got, you know.
In case you did get stuck.
And you put snow tires.
You're going to get stuck.
Remember
in a
snow tires? Those
yeah.
are fun.
Yeah.
Change. You got to change snow tires now.
Yeah.
Time to make the car look ugly.
AJ's well, all about the aesthetic.
Well, they used to come with the studs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would do a burnout on railroad tracks. With the studs, sparks. It's awesome.
Oh, what do you mean? You'd go on
you,
the
you go
on, rails?
You park the tires on the rail, and then you spin the tires, and sparks would shoot out from the, you know, the studs
really?
Onto the metal. Yeah.
And he's a grown man.
Still shaking his head. But you don't believe it?
These are stupid things we did.
It's just like...
These are stupid things we did.
Sometimes AJ will see something in a movie, and then it becomes his story.
Yeah, no, really? This is what we did.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember when Jor-El banished me to this planet and I had superpowers? Ashley, what was your first car?
Oh, don't ask.
I had a 2001 Volkswagen Beetle.
There
it
you
was
go.
Red on the outside.
There you go.
I had a red one.
A red one.
It was red on the outside.
It was a tomato.
Now I have one that's blue on the outside.
Yeah, now she has a robin's egg.
Yeah. The only cars I've ever owned are Volkswagen Beetles.
Really? Well, the 2000? That's when their face looked like they looked like they're farting. It looked like a regular.
Yeah,
it looked like a regular Volkswagen is farting.
They still look like that.
Well, the 2001 had the little vase on the inside still.
With the vase with the little flower in it?
I loved it. And then when the 2014s came out, they took the vase out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part of the car.
Well, that was to lighten up for speed.
Man, that thing's slow getting up a hill. I'll tell
you
that.
Will those cars be collectible?
No.
Will any of these cars that they're doing the throwback version of, like the Mustangs or anything, will they be collectible?
Those will be. Not the Volkswagen.
Those new Vets.
Oh,
well,
the
C8s will be because they're the first year of the mid-engine.
Yeah, right. Did you see the new one that came out? They just did an unveiling like Tuesday, was it?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I have to look.
It's like...
what, the 2022?
Yeah, Kevin from McDermott was showing me the unveiling. It's like sick horsepower.
Mm.
Damn.
Yeah.
And well, a Ferrari's in here, Top Gear, Nurse Jackie, all these shows, but Top Gear.
I think it was 2.4 seconds, 0 to 60.
Damn!
What do you think of those new Vets?
The mid-engines?
Yeah.
They're good. They're a little chunky, but they made them a little chunky. They made them actually so you can get a set of golf clubs in them.
Yeah.
So that's the reason.
Is that right?
In the front, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why they made... Well, first of all, the mid-engine, thank you. How long has it been?
Yeah.
That was well needed.
And
what I like
nice.
About it is because the base model is around, when it first came out, around 60 grand or
65,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get into, like, essentially a supercar for, like, you know, for like 65 grand.
So, the poor man's supercar,
A working man can get a car like that. I thought that was great.
And they handle great. I drove one. It was nice. Yeah, a lot of fun.
As opposed to the old ones. I almost bought one in the 80s, and I'm driving down the highway test driving it.
Oh, you feel everything.
And I hit a little bump, and I was in the other lane.
Yeah.
I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I hit a pebble.
I'm like, yeah, I think I'm good.
I hit a crack in the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the old ones, especially, there was no power steering in some of them. The radio that was in the center column was on the side because the body was so narrow.
You can say good luck.
Yeah. I did like the early ones, like the early 70s still had, like 72, I think, was the last time it had the steel nose. And then it went to the...
Yeah, 73 went to the rubber nose.
Yeah.
Yep.
So...
Now, let me take a quick break before we...
The 58's my favorite because the 58 was the first that had the headlights, the dual headlights.
The
on
duals,
both,
yeah.
How much are those now?
God.
Exactly. exactly what you say when you hear the price. You're like, God.
More than a high school ring.
Adam Ferrara is in studio. He's at Comics Roadhouse Mohegan Sun tonight and tomorrow night.
Tonight, tomorrow.
Jeez, AJ, do we got to talk about cars again? Oh, my God.
It's like a different language.
So what's going on the Twitch room? The Twitch chat?
I just find it very funny that between the phone and the Twitch chat, there are people who are calling in. They're like, this is great. I've never heard AJ so energetic. Like, this is where all of his knowledge is.
This is Christmas morning.
It's incredible. It like, AJ's on a different level. And then there are other people who are like, this might as well be the teachers and Peanuts talking. Like, I have no idea what's happening.
I saw one comment that person. Like that. One.
Yeah. You're that person?
Yep.
I'm that person.
Get in your Volkswagen and get the hell out.
Seriously, right. Get in your Robinson and bail.
Billy in Bristol's been holding for a while, wanted to tell Adam about his car.
Billy, tell me about your car, Billy.
Hi, team. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Nice to hear from you guys. Listen, I purchased my first car was a 1969 Nova SS 396.
Oh, nice. Muncie four-speed?
I bought it secondhand from another person for about $1,000.
Wow.
At the time. Yeah, 1973, I bought it.
That was big money, $1,000 back then.
Yeah.
Did you get the Muncie four-speed or automatic?
It was a four-speed.
Nice.
Yeah, what were Rock people crusher. Making a week then? Like 100 or 200 if you're a regular working person?
Meh. Maybe, yeah.
$1,000, that was a lot of
money. That was a haul, yeah.
Okay, I'm at my mother's house, right?
Okay.
And I'm on a show, Why Women Kill, on CBS. It's the streaming service, right? Which I might as well just tell my mother, what channel? I might as well just hire Lucy Liu and have the whole cast to come over and act it out in her living room. She's never going to
It'll be easier.
Yeah. So I bought her an iPad, and there's the Tubi app. She can watch Columbo. Because she likes Columbo.
Yeah, right.
She likes Columbo.
Ah, Peter Falk.
One more thing.
Yep. I forgot that. Almost forgot. Probably not important.
With dented Peugeot.
I got a 57 Peugeot.
And a smelly overcoat.
So there was one episode I was watching with my mother, and she's like, and he says, I make $11,000 a year. And I was like, oh, my God.
70 he's in radio?
Yeah, I make $11,000.
That's why I can't fix my eyes.
Yeah.
That's why one eye went freaking out. It's Forrest Whitakering.
One eye goes that way, one eye goes this way.
I think I was male modeling
he
career.
He was the best detective, though.
He was.
He was the friggin' best.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that show was, but somehow right at the end, he figured it out.
Yep.
Yep.
In the last 10 minutes.
Perry Mason, now there's an attorney.
Yeah.
He would get the person to confess in the last 5 minutes. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Then he became Ironside. They put him in a wheelchair.
He's like, look, I'm putting on weight and I don't want to walk.
Exactly, right? He'd do like high-speed chases.
Yeah.
Raymond Burr downhill.
I only catch the crooks downhill.
And usually because they stopped and you ran him over.
Hey, Billy, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
Jim Cole, centrifugal force.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Billy. You got it. Oh, what is this now?
I don't know.
Joe?
Hey, how is it that Ashley never shuts up, and now she won't tell him about her Trans Am, but she tells him about her gay Volkswagen?
Oh, that's right. She's got a Volkswagen.
You got a Trans Am,
yeah.
Well, it's not...
78.
It's not really mine, yeah. It's a 78 Trans Am Gold Edition. The Phoenix is on the front. It was my uncle's.
She's got the Ram Air and everything. She's got the shaker hood and whatnot.
And that you're keeping a secret?
I don't know anything about it. It's gold. It's got a bird on the hood. It's awesome. It was my uncle's.
I'll give you $100 for it.
Absolutely not. I know to say no to that.
It's dusty. It's solid. It's everything there. She showed me the picture. I'm like... Oh my God! You got a holy grail car.
The problem is
driving that.
It's been on flat tires since 1992.
You can buy a set of tires.
It's got the turbine wheels on it.
There's a thing called a tire store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I got to replace like everything rubber in the car, right?
It's solid.
Like the oil's no good. Nothing's any good. Very little body damage though. And
very little body.
It is, I only have.
We hit a small man.
Two. Right. Just a turtle.
Yeah.
I only have two of the original four tires, but it's not the original engine.
You know
what
tires,
he did?
Rims. Yeah.
He was in. He was into racing, so he took out the original engine, put in a racing engine, and then took out the automatic and put in a manual.
Put a four speed, yeah.
Perfect.
Great. Yeah, exactly.
78, so it's not the pocket, not the pocket square.
It's the Batmobile nose.
The Batmobile nose.
Yeah.
Okay, so that 77 came out.
Yeah.
And that was only 2 years, and that was the Smokey and the Bandit grill.
78 to 78 was the Smokey Bandit. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
not black,
yep.
though. It's gold.
Yep.
Yeah, but that grill, that was the car in the movie, was the 76 that they just put the nose on because the new ones weren't ready.
Right.
So they put the nose on it. And they and
that's
sales
a fun
went up
detail
through the roof.
Oh my God! Yeah,
yeah. Then sales and they gave him four of them for the movie.
Yeah.
So one of them they wrecked most of them. They wrecked the one.
They wrecked a lot of them.
One they wrecked it.
Oh yeah.
And
we
got
to go to a break.
Actually, did that. What?
I'm sorry.
Things are just getting good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Well,
let's
you
go
had an bit. Hour.
It was like you were speaking another language.
And all the way at the end, we found out she's got a 78.
Right. She just learned how to say hello.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, Adam, next time you come in, we'll speak English the whole hour.
I understand.
For the rest of
that
us.
That was English.
I know. I loved it.
Yeah. My nipples are still hard.
They're always hard,
they're
AJ.
They're never soft.
Thank you.
He led me astray.
I did. I put some in his drink.
it's like when you run into someone who's... a car guy. What are you going to talk about?
Exactly.
That's the thing in my neighborhood. You want to get everyone to talk about something? Just stand it in your driveway, pick the hood up, and wait.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wash like your
Venus,
driveway
like
while you're out there.
Trap.
That's it. Guys are going to come over.
It's like putting a steak on the grill.
What are you doing? Maybe it's this. Could be that.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, you need a starter. I got one out of a Ranchero. This guy left his freaking hood open.
I was parked.
Thank you, brother. Always great to see you.
Great to see you, my friend. Be well and be happy.
Hey, you too. Adam Ferrara. Comics Mohegan Sun.
Yes.
Tonight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.